Millions of American students lack access to the technology they need to succeed in the digital world. Verizon Innovative Learning has helped over 1 million kids get free tech education, and they'll help 2 million more by 2021. Learn more at verizoninnovativelearning.com/WS1.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. And I'd like to talk to you about cyber espionage. It's time. Because as we speak, the world's cyber sleuths are investigating a brand new mystery. Just who is behind an anonymous effort to expose not just Chinese hackers, but China's hacker army? The Journal's Robert McMillan joins us with the details. But first, these tech headlines. Tesla meets its Model 3 production goal, but struggles with deliveries. Third quarter production goal for its electric car has been met, 53,239 cars later. However, it struggled to deliver the cars to customers, coming just short of the 56,000 deliveries expected by a consensus of analysts surveyed by FactSet. Underscoring the operational challenges ahead for CEO Elon Musk, the latest results come days after Musk settled a securities fraud lawsuit that had threatened his future with the company. Tesla is betting the Model 3 will become its first mass-market vehicle for the luxury brand electric car market. The FCC moves to free up more airwaves. Later this month, the Federal Communications Commission plans to vote on a proposal that would open up a swath of underused airwaves for Wi-Fi and broadband, all part of their efforts to deploy next-generation 5G wireless tech. The Wall Street Journal's John D. McKinnon and Drew Fitzgerald say the move would improve download speeds for the next generation of Wi-Fi devices. And Amazon raises the minimum wage to $15 an hour, a move that comes amid criticism about pay and benefits for its warehouse workers. The new wage will kick in the 1st of November, covering more than 250,000 current employees and 100,000 seasonal holiday workers. Amazon said it will also lobby Congress for an increase in the federal minimum wage, which was set nearly a decade ago and is currently $7.25 an hour. Coming up, what cyber espionage experts want to know about who's exposing China's hacking army and what it means for U.S. cybersecurity. A group called Intrusion Truth has published online messages and blog posts about hacking campaigns in China. Enter the world's top cyber sleuths who now have a brand new mystery on their hands. Exactly who is behind an anonymous effort to expose China's hacker army? Security researchers say they don't know who is behind Intrusion Truth. Let's find out what we do know. Joining us now with more from our San Francisco bureau is The Wall Street Journal's Robert McMillan. Welcome back, Bob.
Hey, Tanya.
Your story is about how this group calling itself Intrusion Truth, they've been exposing these Chinese hackers anonymously. First off, what exactly are they doing and what are they bringing to the surface?
Well, they're examining a lot of publicly known information, and they're also kind of curating and compiling and looking, sifting through things and coming to conclusions about who might be behind certain well-known China-linked hacking groups. So what happens often with these hacking groups is the security companies will post information that they link to hacking efforts. These might be internet domains or services online that they say the hackers used in the furtherance of their crimes. And this group, Intrusion Truth, is taking all of that, a lot of open source information, kind of sifting through it and naming names, which is something you don't usually see from the computer security companies. They're saying this person in China is linked to this hacking effort. So they're naming names, and they're also naming the companies they work for. So it's kind of a wrinkle on a strategy that the United States government has itself been using for the last few years, where they produce, you know, they investigate cyber crimes, and then they come up with indictments against the people they think are responsible for them, even if they live in China or North Korea, even if there's very little chance these people will ever be arrested. They are making a statement. The government has been doing this, and now this anonymous entity, Intrusion Truth, has been doing a similar type of thing.
So who are the main culprits Intrusion Truth is exposing? exposing? What do we know about their story and what's been going on?
Well, what's kind of wild is that they appeared in early 2017 and started naming names and naming companies. They named these two Chinese men, Wu Yingchao and Dong Ho, saying that they were part of a China-backed hacking effort. Then 6 months after that happened, those two men were indicted by federal authorities. So it seems, you know, from the U.S.'s perspective, the conclusions that Intrusion Truth came to were accurate. Why this is interesting is because the United States government has taken the approach that we need to, you know, after sort of quietly tolerating hacking for years and years, they've become much more aggressive in saying, look, we know who you are. We know who's doing this. And they're trying to, in particular, there's a strategy of trying to just sort of provide disincentives for the private sector to participate in state-sponsored hacking. So in other words, they're saying to companies and to people that work for these companies, we know who you are. If you engage in this kind of behavior, we're going to make your life difficult. We're going to make it difficult for you to travel, for example. If you go to a country that has an extradition treaty with the United States, there are federal crimes facing you, and you're going to get extradited. It's kind of just a way of upping the ante to make it harder for these kind of crimes to occur.
And I understand, you know, a scandal has broken out in the community of cyber sleuthing in terms of who is behind this group.
Well,
Intrusion.
I don't know if I'd call it a scandal. Kind of like a
it's heated,
a mystery.
Bob.
Let's call it a mystery, because people that I interviewed said that, look, I'm pretty sure that there's a really good chance I know who's behind this effort. And there's not a very broad community.
Well, there are clues, right? That could very well lend itself to who it could be.
I mean, well, it's not, there's not a giant group of people who study, you know, Chinese advanced persistent threat hackers, right? Like there's like, they, right.
It narrows the list.
The subject matter alone narrows the list. Exactly. So there is kind of the sense like, well, maybe it's somebody we know who's doing this. And I, you know, the best theory I heard was that it's probably people that had been hacked by the Chinese who were then prevented from going public with the information. Like if your company does business in China, you're not going to go and point your finger at the Chinese government and accuse them of cyber espionage, mm-hmm. right? So you've got these theories that there may be people who have some intelligence and just can't quite go public with it. But if they do it anonymously, well, then that might be okay.
There's a lot more to this very interesting story at WSJ.com. Robert McMillan, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, Tanya. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
And that is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.